Maximum Health with your host, Dr. Ken Gray. Dr. Gray obtained his master's in both acupuncture and oriental medicine from the Atlantic Institute of Oriental Medicine. Dr. Gray enjoys both being a physician as well as being an educator. His unique approach to holistic healing has taken him abroad to lecture in Germany and treat sports professionals in Hawaii and France. He is co-author of several books on food therapy. His office is in Jupiter, Florida, where he has practiced for over a decade and where he resides. Now it's time for Maximum Health with Dr. Ken Gray.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Maximum Health Radio, quality living with yours truly, Dr. Ken Gray, holistic physician. Thank you for joining us every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard on 88.9 FM WQCS. Also, www.wqcs.org, anywhere in the world. Just tune in and listen to us live 7 p.m. Eastern Standard. And for any of our past shows, there's the Public Radio Exchange, a free service, prx.org. Just look for Maximum Health and you'll see all our past shows. And explanations of them so you can tap in and get informed. Today, you know, I was inspired by something that I read that at one point in our society, power meant the power to be. And somehow it transitioned into this idea of the power to become. And with that, almost this goal-oriented situation began. And it seems that there's this never-ending pit that people fall into, which they need to have more, and that equals power. And they need to control more, and that equals power. And if they don't have, then they're without power. And, you know, I like the other way. I like the power to be. And it's a thought, because what does that mean? It's very individual. And there's nothing in television land or anywhere that can really give you that, of what that individual power to be is. So that leads me to speak with you about the guest that we have today, a wonderful lady who has dedicated her life into teaching and lecturing and sharing ideas of what success is and how to achieve it. And what I love about her technique, and from what I've listened and she's shared through social media and through her lecture series and all of that, is that it does encourage one to search out what it is that they dream and what they're willing to do on a daily basis for free. And then, of course, that can lead to sometimes being successful. And most times it will lead to being successful. So I think a lot of her philosophies and everything will be very interesting for you. So I'm really happy that you're joining us today, because we all need this type of healing as well. Financial healing is a good thing.
Yes, it is.
So we have Ms. Kelly Roach. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me today.
Well, you have a long history of a lot of, you've lived a few lives, let's call it that.
Yes.
So tell us about your first life, because that's equally exciting as this present life.
Sure. Definitely. All growing up, had a really big family, struggled financially, worked three jobs all throughout college. I actually was an NFL cheerleader and had, that as one of my jobs, and I was waitressing and babysitting and teaching aerobics classes. And so when I graduated from college, I followed that typical American dream of going to work for a Fortune 500 company. And I really gave it everything I had. I mean, I was first in, last out, and I did the whole corporate ladder climb, right? So I got promoted 7 times in 8 years. I was managing 17 branches. I was on planes and trains all over the country. And one day woke up and just realized, that success and fulfillment really go hand in hand. And it's just not enough. To me, success without fulfillment is failure. Mm. And I really had to wake up one day and realize, wow, I accomplished everything that I set out to do. And this is not what I really want in my life. This is not what brings me happiness. And so I started a whole new phase of my life and took a sharp turn towards entrepreneurship, really focused on helping others, focused on helping people to follow their dreams and to gain the skill set, the mindset, and the strategies needed to be successful building their own freedom-based businesses. Because, I think a lot of people end up in the situation I did where, that traditional route that they thought was going to bring them happiness, in fact, in many ways took their happiness away because of what is required to perform at that level, if mm-hmm. that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it does. I want to just step back because, you know, in the early stages, here you are being a very, well, as an NFL cheerleader, right? You are very physical and very, you know, out there. And it's very almost surface in a way, right? And you go through this stage of change and you go through this stage of experience and then you're building. What were some of your influences to sort of shift the internal that then created a different external?
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was certainly a very humbling experience, you know, having to start over from nothing right. when you've dedicated almost a decade of your life to achieving, you know, very high levels of success at something and then starting over from nothing, having no idea what you're doing, no circle of influence, no anything, you know, becoming an entrepreneur was certainly a very transformational time in my life, a very transformational and difficult experience for me. But going back to our health for just a moment, I really want to point out something important about my journey, which was one of the main things that made me realize that I had to make a change mm-hmm. was that I no longer was taking care of myself and, you know, taking care of my health and my nutrition and my energy and, you know, really giving myself the self-care and allowing myself to live fully as who I am, which, you know, my background is in fitness and wellness, and I really highly value health. And when all of that was being compromised in my corporate career in order to keep up with the demands, that's when I realized, you know, this is not the right path for me. This is not going to end well, right?
Yes.
Because you can't go like a machine. We're not machines. You know, we're human beings and we have these bodies that if we don't take care of them, eventually they're going to give out on us, right?
People don't realize that enough. They don't see it as a vehicle,
mm-hmm.
right? They see mm-hmm. it as this end all and be all, but it's a vehicle carrying us through life. And if we don't treat it as such, we generally run into big problems.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And that was one of the biggest indicators for me that I had to make a change, because I knew that if I fast forward 5, 10, 15 years from the way I was living and what I was putting myself through, that I wasn't going to be able to live the happy and fulfilling and you know, good life that I was trying to work so hard to create for myself and my family.
Mm. So it was staring into the abyss that kept you from falling in.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So the so here comes the new Kelly Roach, or the new Kelly Roach 1.2, right? Upgraded. And you know, some of the things I notice on Kelly Roach Coaching, and for those of you just tuning in, say you've just tuned in late and you're in your car or on your phone or what have you, we have the amazing Kelly Roach who spends a lot of time coaching and teaching on success. And you do this on an individual and corporate level as well?
Yeah, okay. I do both. So okay. I run online training and coaching programs for entrepreneurs. And I also do private consulting, and then I work with some bigger companies as well. I kind of have two separate divisions of the company.
Okay. And KellyRoachCoaching.com is the best way to reach you, correct?
Exactly. Okay. Yep.
And so we have some things when you tune into that, you generally get this impression that, first of all, you're teaching people how to be great because it says unleash your greatness. Then it yeah. says build unstoppable momentum, which it almost creates this kinetic feeling that it is not finite. It is something we can continue to have in our lives,
yes.
success, and
yeah.
then achieve anything, which then breaks down the barriers and teaches us, hey, you know, there's no sort of limit to your success. Yes?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
There's no ceiling, I should say. No ceiling.
Yeah. And I think the key thing, Dr. Ken, you said at the very beginning of the interview, it's about actually setting goals that are in alignment with your core values as a person.
Yes.
And it's about getting yourself on the right path for you, because then you do become unstoppable. It's when our insides are out of alignment with our outsides and we're pursuing a goal that looks good on paper, or that maybe someone else, you know, wants to achieve, or that we think someone else, you know, expects us to achieve. That's when we let those barriers get in our way. That's when we lose the motivation and the drive. But when we get the outside and the inside unified, and we are really authentically living our own best life, we're setting goals that really make sense for us, that we're willing to do what it takes to achieve, then you do become unstoppable.
Yeah. And what I loved about, you know, when you get into speaking about that, as far as, like you said, tapping into what it is you feel comfortable, what it is you can see yourself doing on a regular basis. Most people don't take that consideration. They actually just say, I want to do this. Like you said, if you want to be a speaker, you have to be willing to travel. Some people don't like to travel, so how the heck are you going to be a speaker?
Exactly. And that's the biggest thing that I find with people. You know, they want to build $1 million business, but they don't understand the demands and what is necessary in order to do that, and they don't actually sit down and go through what it will take to create that. And so, of course, they live their whole life frustrated and disappointed and stressed out because they're not able to achieve this quote-unquote goal, but really that's not their goal,
right?
Because they don't want everything that comes along with that, right?
No, it's the truth. I remember when I first started working with current colleague that I have in the area of medicine that I started, I said, you know, to this colleague, I says, hey, you know, what advice would you give me? Because your father was a physician, you're a physician for many years, and you've been doing it in such a comfortable manner. What advice would you give? He says, just show up. it was so simple, but a lot of people don't just want to show up. They want this immediate gratification. They have these ideas of what success is and what they're trying to achieve, but they don't want to do all of the disciplined, grueling, showing up, regardless of what's going on, show up. Yes. So with these kind words, which is, it seems, you know, it's very gentle, the way that you have a commanding voice, but when you coach people, it's very gentle. It's like a million nudges in the right direction from what I gather. And I do want to get into some of those principles. And for our listeners, I'm sure they want a little free advice and they're getting excited and they're saying, hey, finally someone is talking to me the way I need to be talked to, you know. So I'm really happy to have you on. We do need to take a quick break. So Kelly Roach, we'll be right back. And those of you listening, this is Maximum Health, Quality Living, with yours truly, Dr. Ken Gray, holistic physician. It's very inspiring to have the suggestions for success from Kelly Roach. Now we'll take a moment and speak with Julie Cielo, who will be in Vero Beach, sharing with us her ideas for living a fulfilled life. So we have Julie Cielo, a dear friend and someone I admire, who's going to be here all the way from California. She'll be present in Vero Beach, Florida. For all of you that would love to attend, she's going to just tell us a little bit about this amazing event called Vision Workshop, 3 Keys to High Vibe Thriving in 2018, something we all need to know a little bit more about. Julie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Dr. Ken.
Tell me about this event. When is it and what time?
Yeah, so the event is Thursday, December 21st from 5 to 8 p.m. in Vero Beach at Vero Beach Yoga Bar, and it's a 3-hour vision workshop. So it's an interactive workshop where I will tell how living clean and what it means and what is high vibe thriving. So basically, the key to high vibe thriving is really coming down to a person creating a vision for their life. And without a vision for their life and not testing that vision and taking action on that vision, it's really hard for a person to operate at the highest vibrational frequency possible. And the living clean part is probably somewhat confusing for people because they probably automatically think, well, living clean means drinking green juice and maybe being vegan or having crystals, having feng shui in their apartment or something like that. Living clean, to me personally, isn't anything about those things. It has a lot more to do with cleaning up core beliefs.
Julie, thank you so much for taking your time out of your busy schedule to join us here in Florida. I know your travels are vast and amazing with all of the yoga instructions and this lecture series. I know you're utilizing social media for the event. Tell us how to reach you.
The best way to sign up for the event would be through my Facebook page. Mm-hmm. There's a mind-body link for Vero Beach Yoga Bar for the Vision Workshop, 3 Keys to High Vibe Thriving in 2018 on my Facebook page.
Wonderful.
That would be the best way to go about it. If a person went to VeroBeachYogaBar.com, I'm sure that they could probably find the link for sign up. It's all through MindBody.
Okay, easy enough. And I love Vero. It's a destination for my wife and I. It's such a beautiful place. It is a place of high vibe thriving for sure. And
yes.
That's Julie, J-U-L-I-E, and then Cielo, C-I-E-L-O.
Yes.
All right. We look forward to your event. Thank you for joining us. And
thanks, Dr. Ken.
You got it. See you there. And now we're back with Kelly Roach at Maximum Health Radio, Quality Living. And we've been talking about financial healing, healing that will inspire success in your life for whatever it is that you need as success. Not the other person's picture of success, but your own individual success. Because to be successful requires what, Kelly? Because, I mean, it's different. People think money, but it's not. Because I know plenty of wealthy people that are not successful. Not truly wealthy either. They just have a lot of money.
Yeah, I mean, I think, success requires authenticity. Mm-hmm. I think success requires gratitude, most importantly. I would say that's at the top of the list. And success requires action. You know, I think there's a lot of people that want success, wish for success, hope for success, but aren't truly taking the right actions on a day-to-day basis to create success.
Mm. That's powerful. How do they start? Like, where do we start? Because, I mean, you know, and really this might not be geared towards the person just starting out. Maybe this is really an important show for the person that's been doing it for 3 to 5 years and still is not successful. Where do they take a check? Where's their checklist start?
Yeah. Okay. Great question. Excellent. So, you know, it's really about starting with the end in mind and asking yourself, what is the outcome that you want from anything that you're doing? And what is the outcome that is possible from anything that you're doing? So, you know, you want to start with that end in mind. And then basically you want to determine, you know, what are the key actions that need to happen consistently, daily or weekly in your business to create that outcome? So if you want to close X number of clients per week, X number of sponsors, you want to get X number of speaking engagements, you want to bring in X number of new patients, whatever that is, you have to start by determining, let's quantify what the goal is. Then once you quantify the goal, you need to determine what are the key activities that drive results, that put money in my pocket, that monetize my project, that bring my results to the next step. There's only really going to ever be 3 to 5 things on that list. And what I find, Dr. Ken, and I do this exercise with my clients over and over again, and it is absolutely amazing. I have them take a piece of paper, and on the left side, I have them write down profit-producing activities in their business. So this is the list of anything that actually generates money for them. And then on the right side, I have them list out everything else. And what happens is you'll find that there's almost nothing happening on the left side of the paper consistently on a daily and weekly basis. Almost all of the time and energy and focus and everything is spent on the right side. And unfortunately, you know, if you continue like that, you're eventually going to go out of business because, you know, it's great that you're working hard at a whole bunch of things that, you know, maybe keep the business humming along. But if those things you're working hard on aren't things that put money in your pocket, you're not going to be able to keep the lights on, right? Yes. So I think number one, it's starting with the end in mind. It's defining the goal, the outcome. Number two is defining the specific activities that need to be happening each day or each week in order to generate those results. And then number three, it's getting really clear on your why and kind of resetting the way that you work, eliminating some things that are not working and making space for those core activities that we already talked about so that you can get consistent with executing the things that are actually going to bring in results. I mean, that's the biggest thing I find with entrepreneurs is that they don't actually make the time to do the activities that are going to make them money.
Wow. And that being said, you know, there's something that you touched on before, and I do want to circle back to that, is the health component. Because I think these days we have so many people that don't realize how important it is to be healthy, and what is that? You know, true energy. Do I do a lot of caffeine? Do I do a lot of smoking? Do I do a lot of, you know, am I dependent on things to sort of keep me sort of in a place of production, but then internally and within my life, I'm not really thriving, you know? So personally, they're depressed. Personally, they're not sleeping well. Personally, you know, so all of that creative energy really comes from a well-rested, well-fueled vehicle, I would think, a settled mind, you know, all these things. Yeah. So how do we do that? And then where do people go for that sort of, you know, input?
Yeah, no, definitely. Well, I think a lot of people kind of give up on their health because There's a lot of conflicting, confusing information out there. There's different opinions from different people on so many different things. People feel like they don't know where to turn. They feel like it's going to take a massive commitment to either eat healthy or change their lifestyle to become healthy. And that's simply not the case. You know, you can take 10 minutes a day, for example, and, you know, make sure that you are carrying around a large water bottle with you. You can take your vitamins. You can what I tend to do is I break my exercise up into two or three short 10-minute burst sessions. I have a home gym, and I'll just run downstairs when I have a break, and I'll get in 10 or 15 minutes, boom, 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 and then I get back to work. So, you know,
I love that because most people, they say a half hour to an hour, and all of a sudden that sounds defeating already. But you put 10 to 15
absolutely.
Minutes on a workout, anyone can do that. Anyone can do a five-minute meditation. Right. But, you know, so maybe and sometimes you'll want to do more. And I'll say to my patients, say, you know, just plan on less and do less and then you'll crave more and you'll do it more frequently. How's that?
That is the best advice you can possibly give. And it's all about keep it simple. Drink water, eat, you know, healthy foods that came from the earth plane that we live on. Drink water, take your vitamins and make time a couple times a day to act and be the way that humans were intended to be, which is not sitting at a computer, but actually physically moving with these bodies that we were given.
Right.
It's that simple. And, you know, no one has the excuse. You know, everybody spends time on the phone pretty much every single day. And what I do in the spring and summer is I take phone calls and I actually walk outside while I take phone calls. And I get my exercise in that way. So, I mean, it's really just an attitude of you know, understanding that your body is a vehicle, that if you don't take care of it, it's not going to be able to serve and deliver for you, and that, you know, your health is going to have a big impact on your relationships, your quality of life, your finances, your income, your business success. It really is going to touch on every area of your life and what your experience is going to be.
That is perfect. And, you know, in the more dramatic sense, though, you have those entrepreneurs that, oh, they do everything else right, and then they hit 49 and they have a stroke and they leave behind, you know, young kids and a wife. And so they've done it, they've made it, but then they don't make it, right? So that's the other side of the spectrum is not only do you want to enjoy it and be successful in every way, but you want to be around to enjoy it. And so
exactly.
That's a
perfectly
really important.
Said.
Now, when we look at some other pointers that you could leave with us just to, you know, actually don't want to give away too much more because we want to go to kellyroaching.com. But do you do a lot of touring or how do we, you know, see you if we want to travel and see you physically? Do you have a good calendar going on? Do you have any upcoming events we need to know about?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I do a lot of my work virtually, to
okay.
be honest with you. I do probably 4 to 8 podcast interviews a month. I have my own podcast. Obviously, we're live 3 times a week, so that's Unstoppable Success Radio.
Mm-hmm.
I will be doing some traveling for client-specific strategy days, on-site trainings, and that type of thing throughout the year. But right now, I'm not planning on doing a lot of actual live events. And the reason for that is I have a 2-year-old.
So congratulations. That's precious.
Yeah, I try to limit. Since she's been born, I've really, really scaled back on my travel. I try to be home. You know, as she gets older and when she's in school and that type of thing, I'll open my calendar back up to do a lot more of that. But I really, you know, family is a huge focus for me, so I try to kind of keep that in check.
I'm so happy to hear that because that's, you know, there's another mentor I've had, and I would go to Hawaii and I would sit with him and talk with him. And he had, one time he used to travel the world. He was a jazz musician and he was a muralist and he was in the Air Force or actually Navy. And, you know, and he says, you know why I don't leave my family? He had 10 kids and he taught all of them how to play an instrument. He, everyone who wanted to see him perform had to now come and see his family and him perform. And he says, you know why I do it this way? He says, Ken, he looked me in the eyes. I never forget this. God rest his soul. He's passed away now. He says, there's a lot of great professors, a lot of great doctors, a lot of great judges and, you know, financial people, but there's not a lot of great fathers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're kind of seeing how the generations of neglect in that area and family and teaching and passing down things, you know, unique cultural.
You can see it in our society, right?
You can see it now. You can see where we've lacked, and we need to get back to those core values of family and what that success. And sometimes you just have to say no to certain things. And you're saying no to too much traveling, and that's phenomenal. You know, because you never get those times back. It's always, you know, it's doing that little project that you may think, well, you know, I don't have time. I have to go to work. And, you know, your son's looking in your eyes and, you know, there's only going to be a few years where he's going to want you to sit down and do a project with him. Right? Or her.
That's exactly right.
Well, thank you. This has been precious. And I think we've got some really inspirational, direction here. And I hope everyone listening, you will just look up Kelly Roach coaching.com. I think there's a lot more there. There's the radio. You said Unstoppable Success Radio.
Unstoppable Success Radio. Yeah. Yep. You can listen in right on my website, or you can listen in on Stitcher, iTunes.
Yep. And so I hope you'll all do that and continue to listen to us every week. This is Maximum Health Radio, Quality Living. And this is yours truly, Dr. Ken Gray. Kelly Roach, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. See y'all next time.